From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. Protesters against the war in Iraq converged on several cities today, including Washington. Their demonstrations marked the approaching four-year anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The event in Washington also harkened back to a historic march on the Pentagon against the Vietnam War 40 years ago. Earlier today, I went to talk with the marchers on their way to the Pentagon.
We're standing here, we're poised right between the Lincoln Memorial and the threshold of the Memorial Bridge over the Potomac River into Arlington Cemetery. These marchers appear to have come from all over the country. I see signs from Louisville, upstate New York, Boston. Here is a very, very tall Uncle Sam carrying a sign, "Stop the War." He's on stilts, and he's passing right in front of the Lincoln Memorial. If there's one unifying theme here, as you can probably hear, it's to get the troops out and to bring them home now. A message, of course, reminiscent of 1967. Let's go and talk to some of the people who are marching here today.
My name is Garrett Skank.
Please tell me what your sign says.
It says, "Strategies for Dummies, Don't Reinforce Failure," which is what I feel my message that I want to bring to the Pentagon today, because I know there's a lot of people in the Pentagon, military people who've been to staff, you know, war staff, colleges, and all the rest. And that's a fundamental lesson in military strategy. You do not reinforce failure. You reinforce success. Petraeus wants another brigade, which probably needs another several thousand in quote-unquote support troops. It's an open-ended commitment at this point, and it's just like Vietnam. It's just escalation, and it just has to stop.
Is this your first protest march?
No, it isn't. I've been active for several decades, since college, basically. I'm 51.
So are you at all?
I have my daughter here, Althea, age 12.
Hello.
This is her second.
My name's Jerry Schiller.
Is this the first protest march that you've been on for this war?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it seemed to be time. I mean, you know, you sit home on your ass and you sort of wait for things to happen, but it just seems time. Time's here. You know, we'll see what we can do.
Have you been opposed to the war from the beginning?
I would like to say yes. I have been opposed, but I've also been confused. I mean, I bought into some of that stuff early on, you know? They were telling me these things, and I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt. So, you know, I can't say that I've always been opposed, but I've been opposed a lot.
I'm Cynthia Benjamin from upstate New York. This is my husband, Brian Benjamin, also from upstate New York. Here is our son.
So you have
our son
serving in Iraq.
We do, yeah. He's an officer.
Can you say if he's on his first or second tour?
He's on his first.
Does he know you're here today?
He does know, and he's well behind it. He does not want this war to continue, and he wants to come home, and he wants all of his soldiers to come home. And here is one who will not. And you may say his name on the radio.
It says, in memory of Specialist Ross McGinnis. There is also an anti-war demonstration going on today, and for that we're going to go to our colleague across the way, Allison Keyes.